You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Biblical Law, Part 32. All right. So what did Paul teach? Did Paul teach that the law was flawed, abolished, not good? On the contrary, he says, Romans chapter 7, verse 7, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity by the command, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Verse 10, and the commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. Verse 11, for sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and it killed me. By it, it killed me. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. So what did Paul say about the law? It's holy, and just, and good. Then why do people out there teach that Paul says the law is nailed to the cross and done away with? It's the exact opposite of what he said. But the most important thing of all is, what did Jesus say about this subject? Matthew 7:21, he said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So who is it that Jesus is going to reject? Those that don't practice his law. Jesus said he didn't come to do away with the law. But so many people out there think that the law is nailed to the cross because Jesus came. The exact opposite of what the Bible says and the exact opposite of what Jesus said. He said his words. Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy but to fulfill. So what did they teach? He nailed them all to the cross. Verse 18. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will be by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, Matthew 5:21-48 records six places where Jesus restored spiritual laws that existed from the beginning. That's right, six places. We'll start to cover those in the next show. Spiritual laws that were not being observed, that were based off of the physical laws, and people had found loopholes around them, ignored them, didn't keep them because of their traditions. Just like what is happening today, it is wrong. Wrong, wrong. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.